This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, the Twins and Cubs rubber match today at Wrigley Field. Minnesota goes for their 24th series win, currently 4 games back from the Guardians in the AL Central. Twins tend to thrive in these situations. This season, 12-3 in rubber matches, including 8-1 in their last 9 chances. Welcome into the pregame lineup card. I'm Lexi Schweinert, Chris Atterbury, and Dan Gladden on the call for Game 3. And for the pitching matchup today, it's going to be Joe Ryan against Javier Assad. Joe's 7-7 this season with a 3.59 ERA. He's faced the Cubs 3 previous times, going 2-1 with a 2.81 ERA. His last outing was against another Chicago team, the White Sox. He allowed 2 runs on 3 hits over 6 1/3 innings in the Twins' eventual 10-2 win. And for the Cubs, it's Javier Assad, the righty, 5-3 so far this season with a 3.19 ERA. He's never faced Minnesota in his 3rd year in the majors. And also get this, he has a 2.2 ERA in 10 starts at Wrigley Field this season. That's the 3rd best mark in the majors among starters, but has not won a game at home since May 3rd against Milwaukee. Before we chat more about this matchup, let's rewind to Game 2 last night. Isaac Paredes jumped on Pablo Lopez for a 3-run homer in the first, his first as a Cub. He also had an RBI single in the 3rd, so Chicago was up 4-0. Shota Imanaga making the start for Chicago. He retired the first 9 Twins he faced, but Royce Lewis cut the deficit in half with a 2-run homer in the 4th. It was 4-2. Another chance for Minnesota in the 6th as Brooks Lee led off the inning with a double.
And a swing and a miss.
There it was, the splitter down and away. And a little tapper, one hopper to third base. Fielded by Paredes. Across the diamond and one pitch. And there is out number 2. There's a ground ball to shortstop. Swanson on 2 hops. Retires Royce Lewis. Went to the splitter and got him to roll it over. Leadoff double goes by the wayside.
Yeah, and the Cubs' lead extended after that as Randy Dobnak replaced Pablo Lopez for the 6th and gave up an RBI triple to Dansby Swanson as Austin Martin couldn't judge the ball out in center field with the wind blowing. Swanson then ended up scoring on a wild pitch from Dobnak. It was 6-2 Cubs. Imanaga struck out 10 batters through 7 innings, tying a career high. Drew Smyly had the 8th, and he gave up a solo homer to Christian Vasquez, but Chicago got the run right back as Pete Crow Armstrong had an RBI single in the 8th. That was enough for the Cubs as they won the 2nd game of the series 7-3, snapping Minnesota's 5-game winning streak. That is a look at our Twins rewind, bringing it back to today. Again, Joe Ryan against Javier Assad. For more on the finale and this matchup, let's send it to Wrigley Field, courtesy of Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Here's Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden.
All right, thank you very much, Lexi. It is a rubber match of this 3-game series. Twins have been good in those circumstances, 12-3 in series deciding games this year. And Danny, as we look at today's affair, wind blowing in again, we've talked at length about the depth of this club. 9 players you've driven in 30 or more runs. That's the most on any team in all of baseball. But no Correa. He's still on the injured list. No Buxton today. No Royce Lewis today. At different points in times, different players have driven in a ton of runs in bunches to carry the club, whether it be Miranda, whether it be Larnick, whether it be Carlos Santana. When you look at the matchup here today, do you see a guy in this lineup today who you think the Twins can lean on for some much-needed run production?
I don't think it's fair to say that there's just one player. Make a good point in that the depth of the Twins right now with some of your key guys that you had mentioned that are out of the ballgame. But it's just going to be up to some of these guys. In particular, if you can put back-to-back hits together. But more importantly, there's going to be some walks in this ballgame.
Yeah, Danny, and I want to expand on that point with you. We saw Shota last night. The lefty does not walk a lot. The one guy he did walk, Carlos Santana, ended up coming around to score on the Royce Lewis home run. So the walk really counted in that ball game. Today, Assad walks a ton of guys, 45 guys so far this season. Seems like a good approach today would be for the Twins to be pretty patient at the plate.
Well, I think that you're going to see a little bit of some patience, and more importantly, a lot of pitches per bat. So you might be seeing four pitches per hitter today. His pitch count gets up there, 97 his last time out. That's in four innings. He does that a lot. So there's a lot of pitches that he's going to throw in a short amount of time. Look for these guys, though, to be aggressive. And I look for the left-handers to pull the ball and the right-handed hitters to go the other way. Talking to some of the guys down there in the batting cage, that's the focus here. That's the approach against Assad today.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to dig around for good sources, Lexi. It was the guy running the elevator today who was bemoaning Assad's lack of command. He brought up that point about the high pitch count his last time out. So maybe Danny, the elevator operator, is on to something.
Well, he sits in the elevator all day, and it's a long day for him.
Yeah, so
they get to listen to the broadcast in the elevator, and I can imagine he's saying, hurry up, let's go. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he won't be out of there too early tonight. Another thing to keep an eye on here today, Lexi, wind's still blowing in. I think the combination of the bottom, Martin Lee, and then top of the order, Castro, can they string some hits together, maybe play a little small ball, manufacture some runs against these Cubs, put some pressure on Chicago?
Yeah, I saw gusts up to 30 miles per hour today, so got to keep a hand on your hat today if you're at Wrigley Field, Lake Michigan, just a couple miles from the ballpark, which causes all those wind patterns. Thank you, guys. We've been at the park courtesy of Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. Well, we just talked a little bit about Chicago's starter today, Javier Assad. Rocco explains the approach for the Twins to get to the righty today.
He's been really good against left-handed hitters, actually. I know we got to line up with our, you know, some righties sitting today, but he's kind of, bread and butter-wise, mixed all of his pitches very well against the lefties. He's got good stuff. I mean, this guy can mix it up a little bit. He actually throws more pitches to lefties than righties. We're going to have to go out there and work him a little bit. We're going to have good at-bats. We're going to have to make him throw strikes. No free swinging. We're going to have to actually make him throw a lot of pitches in the zone.
Yeah, he's held lefties to a .212 batting average this season compared to .277 against righties. That was Rocco Baldelli. We're going to hear more of him coming up in segment two. Plus, we have a minor league update from a 2023 draft pick playing with the Muscles this season. Plus, a twin storyline on players' impressions of playing at Wrigley Field for the first time as a major leaguer. Also, this series versus the Cubs is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, where you get more free, less fee, and great rates. Learn more at rcu.org. Well, stay tuned. More from manager Rocco Baldelli next year on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.